Stand as a Witness by Shannon D. Jensen. I had repeated those words countless times. Now they were about to become more than words, and I had to make them count. I must have recited the young women theme more than 5 million times before I had an experience that helped me learn to appreciate its importance. Usually in young women opening exercises, we all recited the 90-word theme without really thinking about what we were saying. But one particular day, during my junior year, those inspired words rang through my mind as I faced an important decision. In my speech class, my teacher assigned group projects. Each group picked a scene from a play to perform for the class. As we spent the next 4 days preparing for our performance, rumors started that one group of boys had chosen a risque play dealing with morality issues. A lot of us were surprised when our teacher allowed them to keep their selection. He argued that it was a well-known play, and for art's sake, he must allow them to perform it. On the day of the performances, our teacher again discussed the controversial play. He agreed it may be offensive. Then he added, "Those of you who feel uncomfortable have my permission to leave the room." Jokingly, half the class stood up and pretended to walk out. Who wouldn't take advantage of going out to lunch an hour early? I began feeling a little nervous as the boys started their performance. At first, several of my classmates blushed and giggled uneasily, but as the piece went on, people began to relax. I was shocked that no one was leaving the room. I looked over at a few of my LDS friends, watching for one of them to give the signal for all of us to walk out together. However, none of them seemed to be preparing for departure. I remained at my desk, holding my head down so no one could see my crimson cheeks. I felt very uncomfortable in the situation, but I was also afraid to leave. After all, it was art, right? At this moment, the young women theme came into my mind. We will stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Immediately, I knew what I should do. All places meant everywhere, even in a classroom with my friends. Quietly, I got up and left the room. That was it. No one got up and followed me. No one applauded my valiant act. No one was converted by my example. But inside, I knew I had done the right thing, even though people teased me for the next 2 weeks. I felt good about standing up for my beliefs at all times and in all things and in all places. End of the article, Stand as a Witness, by Shannon D. Jensen, read by Susie Venable.